colonies. So, Lord, I just decree right now an increase in angelic assignments in every state attached to this Zoom, every state attached to the 13 colonies. We thank you, Lord. You don't have a shortage of angels. They're not sitting back on unemployment. Lord, you're ready to dispatch them. And Lord, we say we have openings. We got a big sign up in front of our state saying we need angels, okay? So Lord, we thank you and praise you and give you all the glory, Lord. Amen. Someone else.
When you said the angels are not on unemployment, the Lord spoke to me and said, the body needs to get them off undeployment.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Yeah.
Thank you.
It's funny you're saying that because I kept thinking today, three of our friends from Georgia entered into the Air Force last night at about 10 p.m., you know, and they're being deployed now to their bases and everything. I've been thinking about that. So, Lord, we do say, Lord, we loose these angelic hosts. You said that they recognize and respond to your word, and your word comes out of our mouth now. And Lord, we decree that these angelic hosts will be deployed to the right places for warfare, to deployed to the right places,
Amen.
Lord, to bring healing and blessing, Lord, until these things are completed in our territories.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else. Go ahead. Lynn was clicking in. Hold your thought there, Ann.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm not here with much of your history, but I felt the Lord was talking about New York, and I heard the trumpet call for the troops to muster. And when I looked up, I asked the Lord, what part did New York play in the Civil War? And on Wikipedia, it says the state of New York during the American Civil War was a major influence in national politics, the Union war effort, and the media coverage of the war. New York was the most populous state in the Union during the Civil War and provided more troops to the U.S. Army than any other state, as well as several significant military commanders and leaders. So, Lord, I want to pray for New York. Like we release the angels, Lord, but I want to release the body of Christ. Lord, I want to call forth the commanders. I want to call forth, Lord, the military leaders. I want to call forth, Lord, the strategy, Lord, because once again, the spirit realm, the United States of America is in a civil war. Who's going to rule, your kingdom or the enemy? So, Lord, I'm just releasing now the commanders to come forth with the strategy, with the weaponry. Lord, I command them to overtake the media, Lord, that the truth would be told. And, Lord, I just say, let New York arise, let the church arise in New York. And, Lord, may it overtake and may it come into its birthright and into its proper place in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Ann.
When we were praying, I saw a symbol, just an item, and it had these little like marks around it that you do when you show something's moving, like if you're just sketching it. So I just got the word movement, and the only place I could find it in the Bible was in Acts chapter 5, and it's when the apostles were preaching, and then they were hauled in, the Pharisees were questioning them, and one of them stood up and said, chapter 38, in the present case, I say to you, stay away from these men and leave them alone. For if the source of this plan or movement is men, it will be overthrown. But if the source is God, then you will not be able to overthrow them, or else you may be found fighting against God. And we had Sean Foyt was in Charlotte this past weekend. If people don't know who he is, when they started shutting down the churches, he just started about a year ago. He started just going out to outdoor places and holding church services and worshiping God. And people would just come in parks and plazas in front of government buildings. And he's been all over the country for a year doing that. kind of like a modern day Jesus movement. People are getting saved and healed and baptized, and it's really exciting what's happening. So he was in Charlotte, and our local police tried to shut him down like this. They came and they threatened to put them in jail if they started singing, and the park rangers were there, and you know, they finally worked it all out, and they continued. But I feel like there's a move coming, and this might be for New York especially, I'm not sure, but it's just going to be so powerful that nobody can stop it. And God is going to just have his way and do his thing, and people will just not be able to stand up for it. So I'm just going to release that. Lord, we just decree that, God, your movement is coming to this earth. It is coming to New York State. It is coming to the 13 colonies. It is coming to our entire nation. And I just release this movement, God, that it would come in your timing and in the places that you have set apart. I just pray it would be everywhere, and that no man will be able to stop or hinder what you're going to do in the earth.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
And I put a photograph up on my Facebook page. Some of you probably saw it, but it rained here the other day, and I had my dad out for a ride after the rainstorm, and the rain created a mist that came up from the ground because the rain was so cold and the ground was so hot, and the sun was setting, and it looked just like fire on the road. I took a photograph of it. It was amazing. And the Lord said that fire is coming on our pathway. It's coming. It's here. It was here. And that we are to run, in that in that fire. And let me just read the word, because he said, I'm coming with fire on your path. Prepare, prepare. Your hearts will burn for me like never before. See me igniting the way into your new assignments. Feel my fire under your feet. See my presence along the way and run with my glory. Now is the time for greater things to be done on earth than I did. So run with this glory. And so I loose this fire right now under every one of our feet.
Thank you, Lord.
If you can, touch your feet. But I loose that fire right now. I say fire of God that's already here on our path, cause us to burn in ways we have not burned before, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Al, it's so funny because I didn't know John had gotten that about New York. But this week I was looking at older photographs of you and Casey that I had taken, that were so, there was such angelic participation with those flags, and I caught it on film. I caught the movement. It was just amazing. Not, it wasn't a video, there's still pictures, but I caught the angelic presence in the photograph, and I was praying that over you guys again. So I just want to loose this over the entire 13 colonies. Amen. I want to loose this. I say angelic movement with a fire on our path. God, we need this. We need to discern it. We need to just lay everything down and run with it in our lives. I loose this over the 13 colonies and Nova Scotia. I loose it now and say, we will run. Just say that. God, we will run with you.
Jesus. Amen.
Let me just go along with that. This is if you can see it well, I came out of a worship service at the mall Tuesday night, yes, last night, and there had been some rain, and there was more coming. And in between, this is the sun setting. Where did it go?
It set.
So this is the sun setting, and the sun is shooting up from below and hitting up on the clouds.
Andrea, you're not going to believe this. Look at this photograph.
Can't see it. Get it closer.
Can you see it?
Yeah, there
yeah.
it
is.
I got the same exact photograph in New Jersey.
Okay, so I release it from Massachusetts as well. Yes. I declare and decree that there is the burning fire of the Lord is coming even to Massachusetts and all of historic Massachusetts. So that includes Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts, Lord, all of it, in Jesus' name.
And I believe all these signs in the heavenly realm right there that we just looked at is a sign that there's angels being dispatched. Those angels are up there. They're waiting for their marching orders. So call upon the angels this week. Whatever it is you need, whatever you're dealing with, call upon those angels that are in reserve waiting to be your assistants in Jesus' name.
Here's another one from me too, Andrea. Look.
Yeah. It's wild.
Amazing.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
So at the very beginning when we were praying in tongues, I had several visions, several things right away. The first one was a whirlwind. The second one was an arbor with ripe grapes hanging down. The third was a whale sprouting. The fourth was a rainbow. The fifth was a candle, like a candle that a person, in old times, a person, you know, with a circular thing that you hold on to it and you'd walk with it. And the last was a mine shaft that fell. I knew that it fell from, if you walked into it, it immediately went down really quickly. And I feel like that that whirlwind would not disturb the fruit. That in fact, the whirlwind would bring an arbor full of ripe grapes, that it was akin to what happened in Nineveh when people repented, and it was akin to what happened in Noah with the promise of that rainbow that God would never destroy again. And that the words that I got at the end was deep mining, core mining.
Well, I want to let me just speak into that, Michelle, because Sunday night, a man in our church, I don't know if they're on this Zoom tonight, he preached on Jonah. And the very next day, you know, he spoke about how God redeemed, you know, used the word to, and Nineveh repented. And the very next day on our news here in New Jersey, a man was swallowed by a whale and spit out. Monday. This was Monday. And so I agree. So I do think sometimes the whirlwind comes from the Lord, because sometimes he needs to shake things up, but what is righteous will remain. So why don't you just release what you're getting out of this in a declaration?
Yeah. So Father, we welcome your whirlwind, Lord. Your whirlwind is not sent to destroy anything that is yours, but only that which comes from the Antichrist. So we thank you, Father, that the fruit of this that you're doing will not be lost, that there is abundant, abundant fruit coming from it. We thank you, Lord, that in the midst of that whirlwind will be repentance and will be a taking out everything that will not bow its knee to you. And what will remain will be those that get the promise that you will not destroy. And Father, we thank you in the midst of this, you are going deep, 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 deep mining, Lord, but there's a light in the hand. Yeah. Of those that will go deep with you. And so, Father, we thank you for this work. We embrace it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We say no fear, and we say we lay everything down, just as we said before, we decree we lay everything down to get this, Lord, to get that deep mining and the fulfillment of the promises and the fruit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Someone else.
I heard the word collapse. And I'm going to read the definition. It says collapse of a structure, fall down or give away, of a person fall down and become unconscious, typically through illness or injury, of an institution or undertaking, fall suddenly and completely. And so, Father, we just declare and decree that you're bringing a collapse to a collapse, bringing down, oh God, every structural institution, oh God, that is contrary to your word, moving forth, oh God, an anti-Christ agenda in New York State right now in Jesus' name. We declare and decree that you're collapsing positions, Father, and you're beginning to expose, oh God, those things that the enemy has hidden.
Amen.
They will be collapsed now in Jesus' name. And Father, just as you sent signs, oh God, and wonders of fire being released, oh God, from the sky, oh God, and from the ground, God, we pray that you begin to release signs of the collapsing, God, of political structures, oh God, that have an anti-Christ agenda. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
Father, we're inquiring of you tonight with all that has been picked up about New York, the political structures. We ask you to show us what is the root of this. What is the root in New York that has allowed all these iniquitous structures to grow and to stand? And we ask that you will give us strategies how to pray, hit the mark.
Amen.
Remove that root and then see all of the collapse and see everything that we prayed come into fruition. We thank you tonight, God, that we are receiving revelation on praying to hit the mark and deal with the root in New York State that has allowed this iniquity to build and build and build. But Lord, we thank you tonight that it's coming down, it's going to collapse, and you're going to show us how to pray, how to hit the target.
Amen.
I think what I'm seeing is the connection between what you saw, John, what Al saw, and what Ann prophesied, and even what Judy is talking about. Al saw the angels that were preparing to be released. John, you saw something coming. And when Ann spoke about the movement, it makes me think of when David went to fight the enemy.
We lost you, Rich.
We can't hear you, Richard.
Richard, we lost your sound.
It goes along with what Judy said, because when we do hear the sound, however, the movement of what God is preparing to do, then we will be able to strike the enemy at his heart where the stronghold is. So I decree, Father, that our eyes are open, our ears are opening, and we're listening for the sound, Lord God, of your angels that you have been prepared to send forth, Lord God, so that we will follow them into battle, Lord God. They will expose the stronghold and structures of the enemy, and we will tear them down with the words of our mouth in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Many battles in the Old Testament, the victory was triggered by sound. So, Lord, give us the ability to hear the trigger pulled when that sound is released, that we would conquer, plunder, vanquish the enemy completely from our territory, all their acts, all their deeds, in Jesus' name. Someone else.
This is Julie from South Carolina. What I saw was a wheat sheaf that was bundled up, and then I saw a baby's bird's nest. And so I was inquiring with the Lord what that meant, and just hearing what everyone is saying about New York. And I actually just got back from New York last week. I was there for 18 days up above Syracuse. So just hearing what everyone is saying is just congruent with my spirit. And so when I was asking about the wheat sheaves, I felt like that was speaking into harvest and provision. And then as we were speaking more, first fruits is really what is being impressed upon me. And then with the baby's birth nest, it was just this like protection that's needed. And we, you know, we've prayed for the angelic host to come in, but I just want to come into agreement, Lord, with what has been released over New York State tonight. And Father, I just declare and decree that the provision and protection that is needed for the harvest, Lord, will be secure, Lord. And I just pray that New York State would become a first fruit state, Lord, that Father would have an abundance of resources. And so, Lord, I just say, open up the flow of resources that are needed for the harvest, Lord God. And Father, we just agree with your new order. We agree with the change that you're bringing. We agree, Lord, with the awakening coming to the church, Lord. And we just say, let a revival just be breathed into people's spirits and souls. And Lord, just breathe, Lord, breathe, and let the chaff fall off, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for that fire that you are bringing, Lord God, and we just receive that, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for the power of agreement, Lord, and we just bless New York State, and we pray your protection to just hedge them in. And Lord, all that you want to do with first fruits coming out of New York, thank I just Lord. Say yes and amen in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
That baby bird's nest, to me, represents the kingdom as it's being birthed. And the Lord was reminding me of Herod and the massacre of the innocents when, you know, the enemy comes to try to kill the move of God and the kingdom as it's being birthed. And also Revelation 12, for the dragon comes to kill the baby, which again is a birthing. So, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of Herod, and we say, you will not massacre the innocent. You will not massacre the kingdom. We loose the angels of God for protection for all of these people and the birthing of the kingdom in this transition state, Lord God, as it will come through to fullness and full maturity. We decree and declare that in Jesus' mighty name in New York. And I also speak to those roots, as Judy mentioned and alluded to. We say, abortion, you are uprooted in Jesus' mighty name. We plead the blood of Jesus over you. Pride, we plead the blood of the Lord Jesus over you. Religion, which is another root in New York, we plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over you. And finally, we say to Mammon, the Dutch founded New York to make money. It was not as a religious colony as all of the other ones were, but New York itself was founded upon Mammon. So Lord, we say to those roots of Mammon, wither and die in Jesus' mighty name. We plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over you, and we say you are uprooted, and we will have the love of God, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in New York City in Jesus' mighty name, that kingdom sound may go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I heard that something else. I heard a man of God recently say something that is very interesting.
That goes along with it. Which
is key for us to keep our eyes on New York, too. He said New York has one of the most liberal laws for murdering babies. And he said something very interesting. He says, when you look in the scriptures, where Pharaoh started killing babies, God was getting ready to do something. When Herod started killing babies, God was getting ready to do something. And I believe it's right for us to look in New York at this time, because they are certainly killing babies. And it was right for us to look for what God is going to do, because he is getting ready to do something. Just an observation.
Thank you, Lord.
I got 2 Samuel 2:22, which says, David composed the following song of praise to the Eternal because he delivered him from all his enemies, and especially from Saul. That's the scripture. And then I saw a lightning bolt come down, but it was turned on its side, and you could shoot it like a gun. So I just think that maybe that song of praise could be a sound that could be released.
Amen.
Possibly. And then what's interesting is last week I saw a trap door open, and we went down in with a candle. which is kind of like what we just heard before, and I got Psalm 63. So that's what I got.
Amen. So the Lord show us how to do that.
I want to share something we recently uncovered at the heart of New York, Janesville, New York. Cheryl and John and Al, you know, we did a campaign at Janesville, New York, just 7 miles east of Syracuse, which is the geographic center of New York State. And we just found out a few days ago that in 1928, June 16th, 1928, 10,000 Klansmen, KKK, converged on the heart of New York. And yeah, today is the 16th, isn't it? They converged on the heart of New York. And of course, that brought in all kinds of things, racism, defiled the land, mind-binding violence, spirit of murder. In essence, it created a darkness in the heart of New York. And we haven't dealt with it yet because we just uncovered it just a few days ago. But we definitely want to pray about that because it's the heart of New York.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, we just declare right now that what has come to the heart of New York, what has defiled the heart of New York, Lord, that you would come as a cleansing flood, that you would cleanse the heart of New York, Lord, that your power and your presence would flow through from the heart of New York into all of New York State, Lord. You would come as a cleansing flood, Lord. We just come against the racism and the spirit of murder and the violence and all the rest of it. That rally brought in 10,000 Klansmen in Janesville, New York. That is hard to believe, because they were trying to stop a presidential candidate. So, Father, we thank you for unearthing that, and we trust in the days ahead you will show us what to do about it. And we thank you and praise you.
Thank you, Lord. And I hear Deb in the background there. So, Lord, we just lift up Deb to you right now. We loose that healing covenant that you purchased with the stripes on your back. Lord, we want every benefit of that covenant that you purchased loose tonight to Deb. Lord, we ask for complete recovery, complete restoration. Lord, that she would be better than before. Just like a lot of these people, they said they rose from the dead and everything was healed. Lord, we're asking for everything to be healed with Debbie. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Someone else. I love you, Deb.
Kelly, I want to comment on your horizontal lightning. There are over 100 weapons in Father's arsenal mentioned in Scripture that most Christians don't even know exist. One of them is lightning. So when you saw it go horizontal, I believe that was a sign that the body, the remnant, is going to begin to use those weapons against the principalities and powers that are in their areas to uproot, overturn, and plunder what darkness has taken.
Amen.
Yeah, but I need to share with you, on our New York APN call last night, there was healing in the house, and you're a New Yorker, so I just decree right now, yes, to reach up and grab that healing, because it hasn't left the house, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else.
You were talking about the sound, just the weapon, sound being a weapon, right? Lightning going horizontally is a weapon, but earlier, John, you said something about, you know, give us the sound that we need. I don't remember exactly the way you said it, but what came to me was when we were at the Sean Foyt concert, we were in the front row, a foot away from these giant subwoofers, and we didn't really, I mean, Anne tried to record a little bit of it on her phone, and you can't even hear it in the playback because the phone couldn't handle it. We were feeling the sound,
yeah,
coming out of those speakers. I mean, it was like a force coming out of the speakers at us. And I just And you know, one of the songs that he sings, he talks about, you know, our weapon is our worship. And I just feel like even as, you know, we speak in tongues here to connect in the spirit, to connect with what God's doing, that worship, you know, is a very effective weapon for warring in the kingdom. And, you know, he talked about, Sean talked about how, you know, David would dance undignified and he would worship the Lord with all his might, and just the power of the worshipers to go before the army and to accomplish, you know, to move God and to win the battles. And I just feel like there's a key there for all of these battles that we're fighting to really, you know, use that weapon of worship. To and really it's the first volley, it's not the whole war, but it's where you start, right? We start with the worship, we start with, you know, recognizing that the battle is the Lord's, and just getting that established and set, and you know, he's the one that'll win it, but we have to bring him into it. And I think the way we do that is he inhabits the praises of his people. And when we worship, we bring him into the battle. So, you know, I pray that for New York. I'm a native New Yorker, grew up there, and I have some level of authority. So I just decree right now that the New York is the Lord's. And no matter what the Klansmen did or said, in spite of all the evil that has been invited in there, we decree that New York is the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And that decree cannot be broken. And we ask, Lord, that you would right now commission your angels to their assignments in New York to go out and to accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. And if it's to change the leadership, yes, we say yes. Have your way. Have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Vince, what year again was that with the Klansmen?
1928.
June
16th, 1928.
Interesting.
That was
same day. That's just so amazing. Yeah. Because, and then the other thing was, New York was the first state in the continental United States to legalize abortion. So in the 70s, you know, so that's a first fruit. Julie was talking about the first fruits. And I do think that that's pretty, you know, for both of those things to come out tonight, that date is the very date today. So let's just, maybe you and Al and anybody else, Terry, and Lisa Watkins is on here from New York. Let's agree with you in repentance tonight. Let's just do that again. I know we've done it before, but let's do that. Asking forgiveness, you know, for those things, and particularly that first fruit offering of blood. I'm sure there were other things too, but let's deal with that racism. I want the apostles to do that, and the apostle prophets that are on here tonight. And we'll agree with you.
Let's start, because I got to leave in a minute for another call. Lord, we take authority over every drop of innocent blood that has been shed in New York State. And we call back the song of that DNA and forbid it to be used for any demonic purpose in the earth realm. We say the song of the innocent blood shall only be sung to Jesus Christ as creator, redeemer, and sanctifier. We say every drop of blood will now be used only for the King of Glory to establish his kingdom. We say it shall not be used for any demonic purpose any longer. No longer shall it be used for the transference of demonic power, authority, wealth, or influence anywhere in New York State, the 13 colonies, or the United States of America. Amen. We decree a shift, a turning around. We say that the words released on June 16th, 1928, are now called back and put under the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ. We forbid demonic activity to be activated by those antichrist structures that were spoken. And we say, in the name of Jesus, the kingdom of God will now expand. We say, from the heart of New York to the extremities of New York, across the 13 counties, and across every portion of the United States of America, including its territories, there will become a reversal now, and innocent blood will no longer be given for the sacrifice and the use of darkness. We say the abortion industry will be thwarted. It will be turned over. And we say that the lives of the generations will now be dedicated to the King of Glory. We say a reversal will come about, and what was trying to capture the song of the generations will now release an amplified song of the collective generations, praising the Lord and making a way for the angelic host to bring down the principalities of darkness over this state. We say the death spirit, which has been over the Rochester area, will come down. We say that every form of Anubis will no longer be worshipped. Yes. We say the principalities and the crime that were tied to it and tied to the release of crime in June 16, 1928 is no longer valid. We say what was started almost a century ago has run its course. And we say, Father, the fullness of time has come. Send your angels of righteousness, peace, and joy to obliterate the racism, to obliterate the violence, to obliterate the death spirit that was released. It is forbidden in heaven, and we forbid it in New York State and the 13 counties now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, we ask that you would just send those angels into the field. We don't know exactly where it was, but this all took place on a field in Jamesville somewhere. And we release your angel armies, your hosts, Lord God, that those with the sweeping sweeping angels that would go in, Lord God, and they would just completely obliterate everything that was done on that property. Lord, that there would be tear bottles that would collect the tears of all those who died or were injured, those who were hurt, who were discriminated against. Father, that the blood would be just, it would be washed away, Lord God, by these angels, Father, who go in there with their swabs or whatever they're using, Lord. But I see them. I see them going in because of the prayers that are going up tonight, Lord God, that land would be purified, it would be cleansed, and it would be rolled up like a scroll, and it would be burned in that fire that is coming from God. We just declare that there is a burning coming of all that was done that night in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And we stand in repentance for the KKK and what they did, and we decree that the hood is coming off.
Yes.
We decree every defilement that was brought into the heart of New York shall be made manifest. We will stand in repentance for it, and we ask you, Lord, to come as a cleansing flood and just cleanse the entire area, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that when the address was given, the stage collapsed and the lights went out. Lord, you were saying something there, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. And we just pray, Father God, in repentance for that racism, for all those, Lord God, that suffered fear, intrepidation in the heart of New York, Lord God. And we do thank you for the nation, too.
Thank you, Lord.
I got two things. As Al started praying, and they were just praying, Father, we repent for the blood that rolled out of New York into the ocean and rolled down the 13 colonies and caused it to happen. We say stop that flow of blood that was taken out in Jesus' name. And Woodstock was a huge route right in the center of the state too. And it was odd, 3 years ago the Lord had told me to have Yeshua stock on our mountain up here. And Bethel is to the right of us, and Watkins Glen is to the left of us. And as we gathered to do that, both of those things were canceled because Woodstock was a route trying to steal the young people at that time, and shortly after abortion was legalized. So, Father, we just come before you right now that the worship's going to go up on this mountain again this summer to come against the summer of the free love that we didn't have that started bringing abortion about because of all that was happening. Father, we just turn from that. We turn from that right now, and we just ask forgiveness, Father, for that innocent blood that was shed that flowed down the coast into the other 13 colonies. And Lord, we just ask it, it's dried up. It is dried up in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lisa, do you have something?
Yes, so as we were praying earlier, I saw a distorted mask. And so, God, we pray that you'd begin to uncover every root, oh God, that has been distorted and hidden behind a mask today in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, and declare and decree that there is a massive uncovering, oh God, taking place. Uproot the spirit of deception right now in Jesus' name. Uproot, oh God, the spirit of deception that runs, oh God, wild and wickedly in the state of New York. And we plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, over the United, over New York right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask for a glory invasion, a glory invasion.
Amen.
New York State unlike ever before. We summon the angels from Most High, and we ask that you come in and begin to invade the territory right now in Jesus' name. We appropriate the mantle of glory. The mantle of glory, oh God, over New York State right now in Jesus' name. And we will declare and decree, oh God, that as you are moving in this place, God, that you're bringing restoration and healing. We sow the word and we sow praise into the land.
Amen.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been uprooted in the spirit, we sow in praise. We release the praise and we release the sound in New York State right now.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. And we will declare and decree that the sound is moving forward. The sound is causing movement to take place right now. Ooh. In Jesus' name. Now, God, we say thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you, God, for the signs and wonders and miracles, oh God, you're releasing in New York State. We will give you the praise. We will give you the honor. We exalt you and we magnify you, for you are Lord God of all. You are sovereign, and there is no other God beside you. And so we raise the praise in New York State. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, what Buzz was saying about the sound, and we were talking about before, about triggering the victory, I believe Lisa just unlocked it. This week, I want all of you to go out into your territory and release the sound of praise into your land. Release the sound of praise and victory over the enemy into your land. So, Father, right now, we decree and declare sounds of praise going up and down the East Coast from Florida to Nova Scotia. We decree warring angels will hear those sounds and come. Lord, we decree that the victory will be established through those sounds and those angels in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that this is an June 16th, we couldn't have planned this. Lord, I thank you that you have it all organized for us. It's already predetermined, Lord, and we're on your path right now in Jesus' name. And we will praise this week and release that sound of praise.
Now, I also want to sever the confederation of abortion and racism in New York and throughout the 13 colonies. Lord, we sever that confederation. We loose your angelic host with your sword even as you set one at the entrance to the Garden of Eden, Lord, we loose your angelic hosts with a swirling sword to sever the confederation between abortion and racism. We command it to be severed now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I'm going to say this to the New Yorkers, but I'm going to do it too. Wherever you send your first fruits offering, I heard the Lord say, make a first fruits offering and make it as an offering to annihilate this specific thing, this racism and this abortion issue in the state that was a first fruit. I don't know where you send your first fruits, but you know that. Pray about it. But I sense an offering is to be made to counteract that offering. Mm-hmm. John and I will do it too. We'll send it where we send our first fruits. But pray on that and make an effort to do that, especially with Julie's word about the first fruits.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We will be loosing a sound in the heart of New York. The next day or two, we'll be going there to release that sound.
Okay, you, good.
Debbie has something to say, but I wanted to just very quickly, the Lord talked to me one day about sound. I think you'll find it very exciting. He's talking about where he positioned us in the Aranabaga Lake. I've called you to the place of a lake, the stronghold of the enemy, built upon broken covenants and betrayal. But as you release a sound of blessing, I will demolish the stronghold of the enemy. Let your voices touch heaven, and I will release a blessing into your hands that my people might be blessed. It is not coincidence that you are at this location. It is part of my design as I saturate the ground that has been defiled with the sound of worship. As the strongholds give way, my presence will flood the city with glory. Every living creature and all of creation resonates with the sound of worship. There's a sound coming, which will cause all to resonate in harmony. There's a sound coming that will release the captives. There's a sound coming that will bring my presence to such a degree that all will be healed in my presence. Sound the shofar, wave the banners. I call my warriors from all the tribes of the earth. There was a sound that caused the walls of Jericho to fall. There was a sound that stripped the forest bare. There is a sound rising in the mulberry trees, and it's a call to war. Raise up my warriors and release the sound of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Vince.
And Father, I repent.
Oh, go ahead.
From the beginning of time, for all that was done over the land known as New York, of actions that defiled that land and brought curses on that land. Mm-hmm. I repent for the first actions of covenant breaking and covenant making with unrighteousness. I repent for the first shedding of innocent blood. I repent for sexual immorality and perversion. I repent
idolatry,
for being involved with the occult.
Yes.
All occult activities over this land. Now, land of New York, I speak to you that this night you are free from the curses that have been on this land because of defilements that have been brought against you. And I say to the land of New York, your sin is forgiven, and the weight of sin over this land is removed now. And we will begin to see life
where
there has been death. We will begin to see things grow up. Mm-hmm. We will begin to see justice and righteousness like grow up and spring forth out of New York. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. If anyone has seen the flag of New York State, there are two figures on it. One is justice and one is liberty. And it occurred to me just now that in Jamesville, at the very top of the hill, Jamesville is in a kind of a valley, as you know, there is a penitentiary. There is a state prison right at the top of the hill. So we declare right now that those prison doors are going to swing open, that the people of New York State are going to be freed because of Jesus Christ, because of truth. If you have Jesus, you have freedom. So we declare Jesus over the heart of New York State, that he reigns and he rules. He is the king in New York State. And that flows from the heart. It flows from the heart of New York State, out of Jamesville, that those who have been in prison, those who have been bound and locked up, will be set free because of truth and love. The love of Jesus Christ will flow to everyone out of the heart of New York. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I saw a man-made wall, and it was like Humpty Dumpty was sitting on it, and a great shaking came, and Humpty Dumpty came down, and I believe that that's that thing in New York. So, Lord, we agree with these prayers in the 13 original colonies tonight, and, Lord, we decree that everything that you have put your finger on is coming down in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hear the sound, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Carol, I'm going to send you a poster.
I would like to realize.
Hold on, Carol. Go ahead, Terry, then Carol.
I'm going to send you a poster. Yeshua Stock 2021 is August 6th, 7th, and 8th up on the mountain.
Yeshua Stock.
Okay.
And I'll send you, we just encourage everyone to show up. There's hotels around, there's everything, we have food, we have everything, but our main focus is we worship and we pray on top of that hill and release things. This will be our third year up there. Everyone is welcome. If you come, bring a word, bring an instrument, bring a prayer.
Amen.
We'd love to have as many as we can up on that mountain. We got a lot of room up there.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carol.
When we were praying,
we can't hear you.
You're breaking up, Carol. There's no sound coming, Carol. No sound. Carol, we can't hear you. You're freezing up, Carol. I think we hit it tonight. So if you get something, Carol, too, write it down and send it to us.
You're frozen.
Anything anybody else has gotten, please send it to us. I think it's very, very strategic that we got New York tonight. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of blood that has been shed, not just the unborn, all those senior citizens that were in assisted living that needed assistance. Most of them got killed in this COVID thing because of decisions that politicians made. And so there's blood on their hands. And so, Lord, and I haven't given up on the Cuomo brothers yet. I mean, if Saul can get knocked off a horse, these guys can get knocked off their horse. But I think that when they started cheering for the abortion laws changing, I was with Chuck Pierce, and he looked at me and goes, you can cross a line where you don't come back from it. So I don't know where that line is. I just want to stay as far away from it as I have to. And Father, right now, I give you the whole structure that is running New York, the whole state right now. I give you the politicians that are running
the religious structure.
The religious structures also. I give you the politicians and religious leaders. And I say right now, shift what needs to be shifted, knock off the horse what needs to be knocked off the horse, and let your voice thunder through the land in Jesus' name. You guys unmute yourself.
John, can I say one last thing?
Go ahead, Matt.
Is there anti-Semitic root in the UN that's in New York? And I think that needs to be dealt with. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, we pull off that anti-Semitic root in the UN, and we say, New York, you will welcome the Jews, you will be pro-Israel, and you will bless Yeshua, Jesus. And there's Mammon, the abortion funding comes from a lot of those Wall Street guys in New York too, and that needs to be uprooted. So Lord, we uproot that funding of abortion. We sever that in Jesus' name between New York, Boston, and Washington, D.C. It's a threefold cord, all of them, with power, Mammon, abortion, all three of those cities. So Lord, right now we sever those cords, Lord God, those roots and those cords between New York, Boston, and Washington, D.C. And we say roots of Mammon and abortion and pride and power, you are all uprooted in Jesus' mighty name in this nation. Amen.
Amen. Paul, did you get something, Paul?
Yeah, I just wanted to share something that's been so encouraging to me. If people just want to stay up to date with all that's going on, there's a app that you can download. It's called Real America's Voice. I think it's a network, but Steve Bannon has a regular program on that twice a day. 10 to noon, it's called The War Room, and there's another one that he comes on again at 5 o'clock p.m. And the people that he's had on it have been just so centered on what the truth is. There's almost often a Christian aspect to some of the information that they're supplying. It seems almost consistent with what's going on with Doug Sheets and his expectations through his app and his YouTube channel, Give Him 15. So it's just been so encouraging to me. And I don't know, especially for people who are praying through the election, it's called Real America's Voice.
Amen. Hey, Paul, put that on a line for His glory. And everybody here, if you go on a line for a glory, you'll be able to get the website that Paul's referring to right now.
It's an app.
Okay, whatever it is.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, put that information on a line for His glory and everybody can click on it. Great. I'll do it right.